I'm facing into that second half, a man down, into the wind, and a very slender league and a quite inexperienced team. It must be very encouraging to see that performance that Tyrone produced today.
It was good second half. Done well to get the noses in front at half time after conceding a goal. But in the second half, then we were dealt with a real bad blow with Conn getting the line. But the boys responded really well. They dug deep and they worked really hard. And I think probably in the end up, they probably got their just rewards for it, you know, for their work and their application, which was good, and that's what you want to see.
It was all that hard work and creativity, but you had to have a man on the end of it to be able to put the ball over the bar. And I mean, we saw Derek Canavan in all his glory there in that second half as well.
Yes, like we know what Dara can do, and Dara is an exceptional footballer, but it's apart from the finishing ability, it's everything else about him too, and his work rate and everything. It's just his application, and you know, he's just a joy to have around a panel, and through the day, he done what we know he can do.
You're heading to Celtic Park, and Derry, I think Jack O'Connor described them as fully loaded. They're putting everything into the early stages of the league, putting their strongest possible team out, so it's a massive task up there in Derry.
Yes, and you know, what they are. They're a good team, and like they're an informed team in the country. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. We've seen where they were last year, and they probably could have been an Ireland final as easy. So we know what they have, and they brought in a few more boys into the panel of the year, which are really adding value. So we're under no illusions about the task. It'll be you know, it's another step up basically. But there are boys that look forward to it. You know, they'll get themselves ready this week, get themselves recovered, and we'll go again.
And some atmosphere given who's on the opposite dugout as well, as I say.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people read into that, but I think you have to go back to what it is. It's 15 against 15 starting on the field, and that's the situation, as opposed to, you know, that's what's happening when River subs come on, and I don't think we should forget that. That's what it's about, it's with them people, the players in the field.
How important is it to get these home wins and make this a fortress and pick up the points that are going to be, you know, maybe not as difficult to pick up as when you're on the road in the likes of Killarney and Croke Park?
Yeah, it's important every day you go out to pick up points, and we'll be glad to get anyone we can get our hands on. Got two today, but as I said, it's generally the start of a journey, hopefully. So, but we need to get the points every day, and none more so, you say, than at home.